Tonight, my parents and my sister Lisa and I went out for sushi. We've been doing that more and more because it's the only food we all agree on 100% of the time. That means we don't have to stand around our kitchen getting hungrier and hungrier and less agreeable and having conversations like, Mom, how about Indian? Lisa, no, I'm not in the mood for Indian. Lisa's mood ring determines what food she'll eat. Green, vegetarian. Blue, seafood. Red, spicy. Purple, Indonesian. Magenta, Senegalese. Orange, junk. Dad,
Italian?
Me. They gave us orecchiette with broccoli rabe at school today. Dad,
man, that fancy art school of yours sure is something. When I was your age, school lunch was
me and Lisa and Mom together. Cardboard and paste sandwiches. Dad, pretending we didn't just say the thing he always says and that it is somehow still funny.
Cardboard and paste sandwiches. Ha ha! Okay, how about, Senegalese?
Mom, Clarence, the Senegalese place is closed. Remember? Dad.
Right. Shucks. I was really in the mood for Senegalese.
Me. Pizza? Lisa.
Pizza is Italian. We already said no Italian.
Me. I meant like no pasta because we had pasta for lunch. I'd eat pizza.
Lisa. I wouldn't. It's just bread and cheese and sauce.
Me. That's like saying the Eiffel Tower is just bricks and cement.
Lisa.
The Eiffel Tower is made of metal, doofus.
Me. You are made of metal. Fun. Fake. Fact.
Although barely noticeable in pictures, the Eiffel Tower is actually made of fresh baguettes.
Dad.
We could just stay home. There's plenty of cereal. It's not just for breakfast, you know. It's delicious anytime.
Sometimes I think my dad is secretly a high-paid lobbyist for the Cereal Council of America. Fun, fake, fact. The Cereal Council of America eats 38 billion bowls of cereal every fortnight. Their nickname? The Cereal Killers.
Lisa. Korean barbecue?
Mom.
Aren't you a vegetarian, Lisa?
Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, hopefully.
Wing ding doodle?
Wing ding doodle?
At some point, my dad always brings up Wing Ding Doodle, which is a wing place he used to go to in college and which my mom calls Wing Ding Doodoo. You know those health inspection ratings that restaurants are supposed to post on the front window? Wing Ding Doodle has a D, which does not, as my dad claims, stand for delicious. It basically means that the rats and cockroaches and badgers infesting the kitchen are on strike until they can get cleaner working conditions.
We can't work in these conditions.
It stinks.
I would sooner eat a bucket of drool than go to Wing Ding Doodle. I'm not sure whether my dad suggests it because he authentically believes that one of these days we might agree to eat there, or because he doesn't even want to eat there himself and just does that of loyalty to his younger self, or because he knows bringing it up is the cue for one of us to say,
me,
how about sushi?
Mom,
sure.
Dad.
Great.
Lisa.
Rad. I'll go get my wig.
Lisa has the Mozart wig, the Marge, the Betty, the B-Day wig.
She even has one that's alive.
Ugh.
And she has the 153 wig. Fun, fake, fact. 42 out of 45 U.S. presidents wore wigs while in office. And two were actual wigs.
I love your new wig.
Thanks. Lisa needs a wig because when she doesn't wear one, people sometimes come up and ask for autographs. This is because my sister is famous-ish. She and her boyfriend Pierre have this conceptual art band called Conceptual Art Band, and they have had two giant hits in the past 3 months. One is called The Ballad of the Duck-Billed Platypus, and the video features me and my best friend Evan waddling around in egg costumes. It has gotten something like 300 million views on YouTube. That's the equivalent of every single person in America watching it once. Or every person in France watching it 5 times. Or every person in my homeroom watching it 25 million times.